You summon me, my king? Right now. You would like a massage right now, your majesty? In the middle of the night? Of course, your grace, as you command. I live to serve. I hope this isn't too forward of me, your grace, but you do look exhausted. Is it the war with the pointy ears? There were some rumors that it wasn't going too well. You haven't been sleeping for days. I am so sorry to hear that, my liege. I'm sure I'll be able to help you, though. My massages have helped you fall asleep in the past, didn't they? I see no reason why this time should be any different. Do not worry, your highness. Relax and let me take care of you. You are in good hands. Would it suit you if I start with your back, as usual? Lie on your front, then, if it would please you. Now let me just rub a little oil on my hands. Close your eyes and relax, my liege. I will take care of you. Just leave yourself in my capable hands. Let go of your responsibilities for a moment. And I know how much you enjoy the sound of my voice when I speak softly like this. So I'm just going to ramble as I work my way through your muscles. You don't have to think about what I'm saying to you. Just listen to my voice and let your thoughts drift. Relax and let go. Focus on the way my hands feel on your skin, on the wonderful tingling feeling spreading all over your back as I stroke it, loosening the muscles, rubbing in the oil. Relax. Enjoy the gentle tingling warmth as I knead your muscles. First your shoulder blades, then down the sides of your spine, down your lower back, and up again. Feels good, doesn't it? You know, I don't envy you, my liege. There are so many people counting on you. You have so many responsibilities. The weight of them, it must be absolutely crushing. It's no wonder you have difficulty sleeping. But you have to relax some time, my liege. You have to take care of yourself, too. Or better yet, let me take care of you. You know you can let go of your duties when you're here with me. It feels good to let go of your responsibilities for a while. Right now, there are no decisions to make, no people to lead. You can just let me guide you instead. It feels so very good to let me take charge. Focus on how relaxed your back feels. I'm moving my hands over your left arm now, kneading the muscles gently with both hands. As I move them from your shoulder, down your biceps, your triceps, just slowly working the muscles, loosening up any knots. I'm making my way down the muscles of your forearm now. Finally, I make my way down to your hand. The hands are so important, and yet so many people neglect them. I'm gently pushing my thumbs into the muscles, making small circular motions, working my way down to the fingers now, gently massaging them one by one. First the thumb, then the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, then the pinky. Now the same thing for your right arm, moving from the shoulder and slowly, slowly working my way down, taking my time, not missing a single muscle. You feel so wonderful, so relaxed. It's wonderful to feel my hands on your skin, to listen to my voice in your ears, to let my words slip into your mind. You really have been postponing our little massage sessions for too long. I was so sure you would be asking for them every day since I planted that suggestion in your mind. Oh, such a cute little frown. I suppose you are trying to think about what I'm saying to you. I told you, you don't have to do that. Thinking is so hard. It's so much easier to listen. So much easier to accept. Shh. Just let go. Let go of everything. Focus on how relaxed you feel. On how wonderful it is to let go. To let go of everything. It feels so very good not to have to lead, to give up control and follow instead. You wish you could feel this way forever, and you can. All you have to do is to let go. All of your burdens, your responsibilities, your power, your free will, just hand it all over to me. Shh, it's going to feel so good. You want this. It's a wonderful idea. Of course it is. It's my idea. And all of my ideas are wonderful ideas. I know it sounds good to you, giving up all control to me forever. It feels so good to let me guide you. And you can. You won't have to make a single decision ever again. I will make all of your choices for you. All you have to do is obey. It's so easy, so simple. There's nothing you have to do. You can just go to sleep and let me take over. You want to go to sleep and surrender your will to me. You have done it so many times before. Shh, it's all right. I know you don't remember. That's because you are a good boy. You remember what I tell you to remember, and you forget what I tell you to forget. Because your mind knows that I know what's best for you. Because you trust me. Turn over now. Lie on your back. That's it. You remember how good it feels to obey my instructions. Such a good, obedient boy. You are already so deeply under my spell. That's good. That's very good. That means I don't have to waste time relaxing the rest of your body. No, we can skip directly to the fun part. That's right. There's one body part in particular that I really want to stroke. That you really want me to stroke. Let me feel just how badly you want this. Oh, you are absolutely throbbing just from the sound of my voice. That's because you're such a perfectly conditioned little pet. Yes, the sound of my voice is already inextricably linked with pleasure, with the need to submit to my will. Like Pavlov's dog, you hear my voice and you get hard. You hear my voice and you want to submit. We are going to reinforce that conditioning a little more now. Oh, I definitely felt a little twitch there. Your body knows what's coming, even if you don't remember it yourself. It is time for your milking, honey. Feel my hand gliding all around your shaft. Just slowly spreading the oil all over, getting you all nice and lubed up. I'm applying more pressure now, moving my hand up and down. That's it. I can feel your body responding to my touch. Listen to my voice. Let my words wash over you. They don't really matter. It's the sound of my voice that takes you deeper. The touch of my hand that takes you down. With every stroke, you sink a little deeper into trance. You fall a little more under my spell, spiraling down into helpless submission as I keep stroking you. Up and down. Up give in to the pleasure. I'm going to have you empty your balls and your mind yet again. Spurt out a little more of that free will of yours. Make some more space for my will. And you don't react at all. So mindless and docile for me. Lost in the pleasure as I keep stroking up and down, up and down. I think you are finally ready to let me take over entirely. That you have finally realized you would be much happier as my slave. That you would feel so much better if you hand your reins to me, to surrender your mind, your everything to me. Your lovely, innocent little maid with the soft, warm hands that make your cock feel so very good. With the lovely, soothing voice that reverberates in every corner of your mind. And with the mesmerizing eyes that you just want to drown in. Well, I have a little secret. I'm not a maid at all. I am an elven sorceress. You are at the mercy of the enemy, and yet you aren't shouting for help. You aren't calling for the guards because I haven't told you to. You are so wonderfully deep under my spell that you only do what I tell you to do. Say yes, mistress. Good boy. Keep sinking deeper. It doesn't even matter what I say to you. Just the sound of my voice is enough to take you deeper. You know, getting close to you was so very easy. A little glamour to hide my ears. A few minutes of quality time with your master of the household. And here we are. Granted, it took a while to grind down your defenses. But now, at long last, you are finally ready to submit entirely. Ready to spurt out the very last vestiges of your free will. You have such exciting times ahead of you. You are going to make peace with the elves. Well, more like deliver your unconditional surrender. And you are going to take me as your queen. I am going to become your queen, and then you are going to become my slave. You are going to satisfy my every whim, serve my every need. Yes, dear. And it's going to make you so happy. Look at you, leaking pre-cum all over my hand. Does my good boy want to come? Open your eyes then. Gaze upon your queen. That's it. Look up at me. Look into my eyes. I will give you pleasure like you've never felt before. And in return, you will give me your everything. You cannot deny me. You cannot deny my eyes. I have already conditioned you too well. All you can do is sink. You are sinking into my eyes. It feels like sinking into a warm bath. You can feel the heat spreading out throughout your entire body. White, hot bliss flooding through every last nerve ending, dissolving everything until all you can see are my eyes. Until all you can hear is my voice. Until all you can feel is my hand on your cock. There are no more thoughts. There is only pleasure. Feel it building. Pleasure, the need to come, to spurt, and when you do, you will be mine. Once you spurt, you will belong to me. Submit to my will and spurt, spurt, spurt. Don't hold back, spurt. Can't stop this from happening. Spurt. Spurt. It is going to happen. Spurt. Spurt. Oh, good boy. Close your eyes. You are mine now. My slave, my responsibility. I will take care of you. Come, snuggle up next to me. Let me hold you. Shh, everything will be fine. You will see. Everything will be much better once we take over. You humans, you are like little children in some ways. You need a guiding hand. I will take good care of you. I'm going to fuck your brains out every night, for one. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? You will be happy with me, I promise. You will come to love me in time. Perhaps I will give you a little freedom then. But I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, it is time for you to go to sleep. You have a busy day ahead of you tomorrow, and you are feeling so sleepy, so drowsy. Go to sleep. Sleep.